Sky means the sky means I mentioned well they I mentioned so original energies of existence, original energies of being. Original energy of being is that which all living beings are supported by, upheld by. Consciously or unconsciously, complete beyond control. Our lives are supported by this. That is original, magnificent energy of being. Beyond past, present, future. That's why later you mentioned it is not a matter of past, present, future. Wherever you may go, whoever you are, all living beings are supported by this. This is called sky. According to Buddhist philosophy, it is called emptiness. In Japanese, I think skies and emptiness are same character. We use the same character. And is that okay? We say sky, this is we call ku, sora. Sora or ku. But emptiness is in the Buddhist philosophy, emptiness is also same character we use. So original energy of being is emptiness, according to Buddhist philosophy. Okay? So what are they? What are they? We can see all different forms of phenomena. They are nothing but emptiness. Activities of emptiness. In other words, original energies of being start to operate, then something happens, something occurs. This is called form of trees, form of, this is a tree, and this is birds, and this is water, this is a thought, and the mind, airs, many beings. Because when something is moving in dynamism and still, okay, stillness means a state of being which it is moving at the super speed. It shows stillness. Okay, so moving in stillness. Stillness in moving, motion, we can say, dynamism, we can say so. So, anyway, when something is moving in dynamism, always something happens. Something happens in the time process. That's why it says time. Time is always arises. Now, what is the time? Time is just arise. Dogen Zenji mentions in this book, if you read Kain Samadhi, Ocean Seal Samadhi, in this book. Yeah, Ocean Seal Concentration, page 76. He talks about the time, he talks about Dharma. And finally, if you research deeply the time, characteristic of time, it becomes just arise, in motion, that motion. But that arising is very pure motion. That's why he says, arising never leaves anything behind arising. So very pure activity. Just like a dancer, it's always moving her or his hands, you know, constantly beyond calculation, beyond good or bad, right or wrong. According to the teacher's suggestions, and they're always moving, you know. But in this, within the movement, their movement, there is no guarantees whether she or he will be a good dancer or not. But they do. That is kind of innocent activity. Innocent activity. Do you understand? Neutral activity, according to Buddhist psychology. If you go to the depths of existence, you can see this kind of activity that is completely pure, very pure. So that pure, the arising always creating something. Okay. So that is this world we can see. Okay. So the world phenomena, all phenomena, myriad things you can see are nothing but original energy of being. That's it. So original energy of beings is simultaneously all phenomena. Okay? No gap between. Okay? That is called flower in the sky. Flower in the sky. So this original energy of being is called sometimes Buddha or Buddha nature. Okay? Buddha nature. So let's read this paragraph once more again. In so far as enlightenment is a cataract, cataract means corresponding to human consciousness. All right, human consciousness. If you see human consciousness, we know pretty well human consciousness never get anything as it truly is. Okay, so all this perverted, we get it. Simultaneously, something is pervert, twisted very quickly at the super speed. That is the movement of consciousness, so-called ignorance. Okay? We call ignorance. Ignorance. In Japanese, ignorance is called mumyo, which means unclearness. Unclearness. Unclearness means unclearness means you don't know. You don't know why you create this. Okay? You don't know why consciousness move. You know, before you think or before after you think, beyond your thinking, it's already there. Okay? So in the awakening of faith, it says ignorance is beginningless, because we don't know from where it comes. But it has an end. It has an end. It's not endless. Okay, but it's beginningless. Means from where it comes, we don't know from where it comes. So if you don't know from where it comes, you should keep your mouth shut, just accept and see the situation, see the present atmosphere of your existence as clear as you can, and accept it, and deal, work on it. That's all we have to do. But we are always trying to know from where it comes first, and then I can deal with my life itself. That is really, that's why human beings are always creating problems. Because they don't accept the reality as it is. So that's why Buddhism constantly talk about reality. It's not the mental fascinations, it's not the spiritual trip. Okay? You like a very much spiritual trip. But if you take a spiritual trip for long, you become crazy, you know. So I think you must be your life must be rooted on the ground. And then you can see really something deep, okay? And then you can help anybody. even though you don't talk. But in other way, you can help. But that help is, I don't know, how much you help? That help is very shaky. Today you can help somebody, but this day you cannot help. And then you can help today, and that person happy so much and appreciate to you, but next day that person hates you. So that kind of always happens. So what you are doing, it is really help? Yes, in a sense help. But in a sense help is always hurting. Not always helping, hurting people. So that's why we always think we want to help somebody we like very much, doing this very much, but if you start to practice, it's very difficult. You can notice. So Chakra consciousness is a very minute vibration of consciousness. This is a cataract. That's why by this minute vibration of consciousness, we can see everything twisted. Okay? That's Buddhism generally say. That is called Kuge, sky in the, flower in the sky. Okay? So that's why you have to remove delusions and ignorance. Then you can see that something as it is, but I don't know. You can do it or not. So in so far as enlightenment is a cataract, so in this case, enlightenment is a cataract because the enlightenment delusions and cushions and the cups and the glasses are all phenomena. Are coming from, not coming, which are exactly identical with the great the activities of great energy of being. Okay? In other words, I mentioned before, I practice session. I attend to practice session. Who make decide? Who made decision? Of attending to this session, I did. But I did, this I is a very small portion of a decision because my decision is very small, so very shaky. So the moment when I attended to session, next moment I hate session, so I want to escape. So that is not exactly perfect decision. So decision. Where am I? Oh, enlightenment. So enlightenment and all phenomena exactly identical with original energy of being, no gap between. From this point, Karagiri's activity of body mind is nothing but activity of original energy of being called Buddha. So Buddha do it. Buddha do Zazen. And then Buddha let the flower of Zazen blooms, so called Shikan, sitting right now. So that is result. So Buddha appears, Buddha walk, and Buddha works, and Buddha fruit form the fruit. In other words, Buddha becomes Buddha. Okay? So Karagiri is what? Karagiri is Karagiri, but that is a small portion of understanding. So Karagiri is actually, in terms of universal perspective, is Buddha, original energy of being. So why do I do Zazen? Because I am Buddha. So Buddha do Zazen. So I and Buddha are completely one. Okay? If so, by practice Zazen, what do I want? Karagi becomes Karagi. That's it. Do you understand? So in the Zen, that's why in the Zen, the Zazen says no intention of becoming a Buddha. So nothing to think, nothing to expect, nothing to hate, nothing to throw away. All you, nothing to get into, nothing to go out. All you have to do is to be right there. Who are there? You are there. You are Buddha. So Buddha there. So who is Buddha? Buddha is me. So I am there. So if I am doing zazen, then I become Buddha. That means I become I. So called Karagiri become Karagiri. Karagiri become Buddha. Who is really confirmed, stable existence? Okay? Being. With no comparison around me. Just sit down there. Okay? That is called, the enlightenment. We call enlightenment. So, if you sit zazen properly with wholeheartedness, then you become you. That is your Buddha. Then you are enlightenment. You always show, manifest enlightenment. So, the moment when the enlightenment is manifested, it is nothing but Kapha, because you can sit, you can experience it. So, enlightenment is one of your experiences through your six senses. So, it's cataract. Do you understand? Next moment, you love it. You love enlightenment, you attach to it. Then, enlightenment turns into diligence. But diligence is also same thing as enlightenment. Yeah, well, you should see those events occur in the small, in the realm of zazen. Okay, enlightenment means a wonderful thing. Next moment, not wonderful thing, but from where they come, you create, or of course you create in a sense, but actually you don't. Your effort is very small portion of the effort. The actually great effort is in the balance, and then it's coming up. That's why if you sit down, you don't know from where energy coming up. Sometimes you jump up. Do you understand? Have you ever experienced? And sometimes many thoughts coming up, what you have never thought before. So many things happen. So that is created by you, yes or not. Because it is some thought is a thought you can see, but it's not the thought you can see. It is something more than thought you can see. Because it is nothing but the original activity of energy. Do you understand? That is, that energy coming up a certain circumstances which is wonderful feeling, that at that time it is called enlightenment. We can put the name on it. Is that okay? And then in the realm of not feeling good, that is, that original energy is called delusions. So what's the difference between the delusions and enlightenment? All are cataract. So all the cataract, if so, you have to deal with how can you do it? All the same. So you have to just sit down there with calm mind. Don't be carried away by enlightenment or delusion. Just sit down there and work on it. Accept this enlightenment, delusions, and work on them one by one. Just like holding a bunch of thread with knots, hold it. That is all we can. That is called to deal with all things as a Buddha. So that's why when you go to the toilet, you have to deal with the toilet as a Buddha. So Gassho, this is a manifestation, whole manifestation of Buddha, Buddha's world. But we always think, if you see your intellectual understanding, toilet is something dirty place. So you don't appreciate it. So you appreciate to something beautiful. But without toilet, you know, how can you survive? No way. So toilet is what? Cataracts. Urine is the cataracts. So all the Buddha. So we have to deal with them as the Buddha. That is, he says, in so far as enlightenment is a cataract, mediate elements of enlightenment are all in elements of magnificent array of cataracts. Means, first we can see the cataract, then at that time your consciousness starts to move, so called, based on the like or dislike. Oh, it's cataract, I don't like it. Well, for instance, even though you hear that this Buddha's teaching, toilet is Buddha's world. So you should get into the toilet with no vibration of consciousness create by what you can create like or dislike. So just get in and gassho. Then we do it. But immediately you can, oh, stink. You can think, you know. Immediately you hate it. So like, dislike coming up. So, but next moment, if you understand, if you practice like this, next moment, you can immediately come back to the original energy of being. And then, you can accept cataract. At that time, that cataract is magnificent ornament of the cataracted world, so-called Buddhist world. Okay? So, the mediate elements of enlightenment are all enlightenment's magnificent array of cataracts. The mediate elements of delusion are all elements of grandiose array of cataracts. Okay? So, same things. Is that clear? Next, for now, we should say that since cataracted eyes are equal, flower in the sky are equal. So flowers and cataracted eyes are same, because flowers are emptiness, original energy of existence. And then eyes, consciousness, one of the phenomena. Okay, so cataracted eyes are same as the trees, birds, and human beings that you can see. So cataracted eyes are equal, flowers in the skies are equal. So emptiness and flowers always blooming in the realm of sky, so called emptiness. Emptiness is the dynamic activities, creating something constantly. Origination and extinction, origination, extinction, always happens. Since cataracted eyes are birthless, flowers in the sky are birthless. So from this point, Dogen Zenji mentioned, just arising never leaves anything behind arising, because this activity called arising is very pure. That is called birthless. It's coming up, but it's not birthless. It's not something you can see. You can see or you can pin down. So it appears, but you cannot see it. But it's helping, actually, everyday life. So that's why cataracted eyes are birthless, means cataracted eyes all you can see, many things you can see are not something wrong. They are nothing but Buddha's world. The beings, Buddha's beings, always arising. So, that is birthless. Flower in the skies are also birthless. Since all things are characteristics of reality, real reality means capital R, real reality, thatness and suchness. So since all things are characteristics of thatness or reality with a capital R, cataract flowers are characteristics of reality. So from this point, thatness and thatness or reality as it is, I think flowers in the sky, all sentient beings are same things. It's not question itself, cataract flowers are characteristics of reality. It's not, simply speaking, this is called jitsō, shōhō, jitsō, all things are reality with capital R. All things are reality as it truly is. So that is called the technical term, shōhō, jitsō. Usually we use reality. But I think you should use reality with the capital R. Sometimes real reality we use, or true reality. So everything is arising and perishing in the realm of real reality or true reality. So from this point, they arise, but they don't say they arise. Because they just arise. If you do gassho, you do gassho, but you don't say, I am doing gassho. You just do gassho. This is called just arising. This is called activity, pure activity, undefiled activity, arising constantly in the realm of true reality. True reality. So just do, continuation of pure activities. No. Cataract in the eyes also nothing but the beings. Okay? But cataract, if you believe, why we have to say, Dogen has to say like this? Because if we are always looking at or think of anything in a common sense of duality. Okay? Duality. At that time, cataract, if you get the word cataract, oh, that's sickness. Okay? Then sickness creates, that is a judgment. After judgment, next. What would you say? Affected preferences coming up. Then like or dislike. So if you use a cataract, oh, sickness. Oh, I don't like it. This automatically coming up. Then finally, you are completely tossed away by the automatic activity of your thinking mind, consciousness. And then you are completely far from the beginning. That's why we have to come back to the beginning original energies. That is our practice constantly in everyday life. That's why even though you don't understand, you have to understand this one. Through the studying, also sitting zazen, then everyday life we practice coming back again and again to this first point. Then cataract is accepted as a Buddha smoothly, like holding the bunch of thread, softly, compassionately, and then you can work on the cataract. Without creating like or dislike. Do you understand? Like or dislike affect, 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 affection. No. The, you know, emotional, psychological affliction is the is a like coming from a like or dislike. Okay, so that we always add this extra problem into materialistic physical problem, then problem becomes very complicated. It's been like a fur. Completely, we don't know how to get out. And that's why we have to constantly have to say, dang, Kattalakti is Buddha. We don't believe it, but this is actually true. That's why we have to listen to again and again this one. Kattalakti is Buddha. Then, finally, you can accept it. And then work on it with compassion, patience, and you can share naturally. Okay? Is that clear? Well, because Buddha appears in every different circumstances, appears. Means when you do gassho, this is a gassho. Gassho, Buddha appears. Buddha appears means gassho is very pure, originally. That is, I do this gassho now, okay? But the moment when I do it, this gassho is 100 with my, well, something. And then gassho is, well, I doubt it. I doubt it. Why I have to do this? Something like that. So finally gassho, you cannot keep, you cannot carry the gassho on and off. So finally you quit. That happens. So Buddha appears in each realm of a human moment, you know, each realm of moment, very myriad, myriad aspect of the moment. Gassho, washing of face, many things. Then it appears. That is for our activities. And that time, from the beginning to end, for our practice, we have to deal with this gassho as a Buddha, from the beginning to end, whatever my head thinks. You understand? Otherwise, gassho is twisted. Well, twisted gassho is also cataract, so it's not the problem. So if you, that's why keep your mind calm and realize it, awaken it. And then, next moment, there is a possibility to deal with anything as a Buddha. Okay? But if you make a mistake, immediately we create a, you know, psychological afflictions, like or dislike. Then, constantly we are creating problems. So, well, constantly we have to remember this point and come back to practically and then deal with the object and our life. This is the point Dogen Denji mentions. Cataract flowers are characteristic of reality. It's not the question of past, present, and future. Not the matter of beginning and middle and end, beyond the past, present, future. It's not a matter of past, present, future, because the billions of years ago, the world is same. Anyway, same according to original energy of existence. Same thing. So that is constantly working. That's why the moons, the suns, the stars exist. And human beings exist, and the trees exist. It's the same thing. No change. It's always there. So that is completely beyond, you know, the idea of a past, present, future. Because past, present, future is already, you know, what would you say, the idea we human beings create, which means to chop off time, chop off time. And also it's not the matter of a beginning and the end, middle and end. We have to anyway deal with something from the beginning to end in the same attitude. You know, when you feel the enlightenment, that is fine, but still you have to sit down and deal with the enlightenment with calm mind. Next moment you can see delusion, but you should deal with it in the same attitude as enlightenment. So this is very important. Same attitude means not mixed up when you deal with delusion and enlightenment. Okay? Same attitude means calm mind. Anyway, calm mind. Be quiet and sit down there and open your eyes, see what's going on there. That is the same attitude, basic attitude toward human life. Then you can deal with different as they really are. Tree is different from Kalagiri. Kalagiri is different from bell. So very naturally you can deal with. And because they are not blocked by origination and destruction, they are able to cause origination and destruction to be originated and destroyed. This is, I think before I mentioned this point, in Buddhism, I think the Dogen Zenji mentions, if you don't believe a moment, instant, it's very difficult for us to arouse body-mind, he mentions. Maybe so, it is true. So moment is in terms of modern physics, I think the most shortest period of time they found. But in Buddhism, still to 2500 years ago, already they found a short period of moment and time. That is Dogen Zenji mentions the Chobo Genzo, I think 6,488,999 instant a day. And the image also, an instant consists of 70 instant. So one moment already has 70 instant. So it's pretty deep understanding of time. But now modern physics has much more shortest period of time. Then by this we can go to the moon anyway. But anyway, in the ancient time, Buddhists don't use modern physics and any machine, a computer, only by the Zen. And they can notice this moment and trip to the moon. They trip to the moon. Yes, they did. But not the airplane. Not the modern machine. They did. Anyway, they know. They know the moon. That's why the moon is beautiful. But now in the modern physics, we can go, but the moon is not beautiful. Already machine. Kind of part of machine of the universe. So that's interesting. In the ancient times, they don't know the machine, but they know the moon. Then the moon becomes beautiful. But now, I don't know. That's questionable. So, if you go to see this moment, I think the last 70th instant, okay, of a second, I think that is very pure. You don't know who created this. We don't know how this last 70th moment created. We don't know. So finally, because it is simultaneously eternity, that last 70 moment is a moment which occupies time and space, a portion of time and space, but simultaneously it goes beyond this. So it's no time. So very naturally, that it means that time, that moment, is a moment, but it's not the moment, it's something which has a great energy to create next new things. So, moment creates moment. That's it. That's why it says, they are not blocked by origination and destruction. They are able to cause origination and destruction to be originated and destroyed. So by themselves, they create new life and perish. That happens. Okay? So at that time, who created this world? Answer comes, you know. We don't know who. Well, I talked this one and the, at the conference of Christian and Buddhism, and one of the fathers asked me, who made that last moment of instant? I said that last moment and last 70th instant makes new 70th instant. So, in other words, simply speaking, moment create moment. That's it. That is our energies, original energies, so-called Buddha natures, or universe, we can say. They originate in the sky and perish in the sky, originate in cataracts and perish in the cataracts, originate in flowers and perish in the flowers. All other times and places are also like this. Okay. I would like to go a little more, but let's end. Do you have a question?
The samsara and this cause of origination cycle, does that come to bear?
Yes. Samsara comes from this energy. Yeah. So samsara, that's why samsara is a place where Shakyamuni Buddha should be. That's it. The Buddhism scripture says, not other world. That's why samsara is important for us. Buddha's place. Well, accepted, but I think You should work. Yeah, accept it doesn't mean nothing to work. Yeah. You should work on it. But the point is, original attitude is important toward that. If you see delusion, I mentioned already, like or dislike coming up. Okay, if you create like or dislike, you don't deal with the delusions, with the compassion, you cannot accept it. So very naturally, you always separate or kick it out in many ways, softly or harshly, we do it. But I think to accept the delusion is before you create this like or dislike. Anyway, please receive this one and then work on it. Okay? But on the other end, we cannot ignore the consciousness creating of it like or dislike. Immediately, I mentioned the way you get into the toilet. Immediately, we don't like it because it's very stinky. Okay? But if that is our customs habit. So we try to polish this custom habit. It's important, habit and the custom is important. That's why we should polish this, polish it. Then, if you feel, thinking, please calm my mind, stand up, let's do a show on a bar. And they use it. This is our practice. Okay?
But I'm having a little trouble figuring out where the element of choice comes in.
Yeah?
Element of choice.
Element of choice.
Psychological turmoil created by like and dislike.
So
I would rather return to silence, but there's still like and dislike there.
Yes, there. But I think there is actually, strictly speaking, no choice. Which is? Because this is the original life. Yeah, do you understand?
Yes.
No choice. Absolutely no choice. Okay. Then that's why your life, you unconsciously or consciously, you accept your life with no excuse. That's why many life coming up from you. Do you understand? If you can choose originally, you cannot enjoy your life. Because you can be born in the heaven. In the heaven, it's paradise. Whatever you want, it immediately appears. If you don't like it, it disappears, naturally. So at that time, it's comfortable, it's a lot, it's wonderful, rich, you know, millionaires become. You become millionaires, but no fun, no enjoyment. But you enjoy with not only the happiness but also unhappiness. You enjoy your life with the happiness and the unhappiness, psychologically or physically, because you accept your life totally with no choice. That's why many lives coming up. Okay? So you should appreciate this life. That's why I say you have to accept those myriad cataract flowers, flowers in the cataract of the eyes, okay?
You told us that we have two choices, to live or to die.
Mm-hmm.
And about dying peacefully, there are no guarantees, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But you told me once not to worry,
mm-hmm.
because I'm never going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never die. Yes, even though you die, you never die. I think there are two choices, I say. At that time, your ego, arrogance there, because you try to deal your life by your effort, by your knowledge, by your power, by your capability. That's it. Always there is. Okay. Then when you are in front of the difficulties, very naturally you want to do something by your powers, always. Okay? But actually, it's a very small world. Because you need a lot of help, and psychologists, and religions, and philosophies, and then you can go to the psychologist, and then you can get some help, but still, it's not exactly perfect solution. Still confusions and suffering there. So finally you scream and you hate your suffering, and then finally you bump your head against a big pole. And then there is no way to go. Then you say, okay, what should I do? Shall I survive or shall I live or shall I die? That's it. But the world is your life seen in terms of seeing from you, but simultaneously life seeing in the universal perspective. At that time, life is big. Life is completely depending on something, not on you. So, life is yours. But simultaneously, you should have a little tolerance and patience and compassionate enough to let your life depends on something big word. Do you understand? In other words, yesterday I mentioned that when you are right in the middle of the ocean, thrown by somebody over the boat, okay? At that time, a huge ocean, right in the middle of the ocean, no boat, nothing. Now, what do you do? What do you do? This is each of us. Situation is exactly each of us, okay? Of course, you have to deal with your life by your effort. Yes, you swim. You have to swim. But you cannot swim constantly only by your power. Okay? Because there is an ocean. There is an ocean. You have to really depend on the ocean first with relaxation and assurance of your existence. Then you can swim. Means you have to offer your body and mind to the ocean. And then you can swim. That kind of practice is important. That's why Dogen Zenji mentioned, if you throw away Buddha's house, then you no need of your effort, and then the energy is coming from the Buddha, something like that. You can read the translation. Of Shobo Genzo, title is Life and Death. So that means you have to really offer your body life to the ocean's life. Then your life is handled. Okay? That is most important. We should practice in everyday life. Okay? If you don't understand, remember that analogy. Very good analogy. I always think in that this way when I particularly am right in the middle of suffering. Where am I? I am in the ocean. What should I do? I am screaming. Yes, okay, that's up to you. But no one comes, so what should I do next? Cry? Yes, that's up to you. You can cry, but nothing happens, you know. No one's here who can hear my crying. What should I do? So finally keep my mouth shut. My mouth shut and just be in the sleep. That's it. That's all I had to continue to do it, day to day. That's not fine, isn't it?
What did you mean all this
die? Huh?
Die?
Never die. If you live in that way, even though your body dies, you never die. Because you are exactly tuned into that rhythm of the universe. But your body is perished. Mind is gone. But it doesn't matter. That is our speculation. Mind and body is tuning in anyway. Tuning in at the river of a rhythm of the river of universe. That's it.
So you're supposed to enjoy something while you're alive,
mm-hmm. Never die. Yeah, never die. Never die. Yes, you can completely give your life to the ocean. At that time, your life dies. Okay? Do you understand that one? If you completely open and give your life to the ocean, you must be die. You must die. But when you die, you are alive. You are alive. That is day to day we have to practice. It's not mystical thinking, physical thinking. After death, I'm not dying. It doesn't mean this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give up. But you still give up, completely give up. At that time, that path, your karma, blooms the new life of their own. Yeah, of their karma. New karma is coming up. they don't remain in the same form what they were. Okay? So when you completely give up and give it to the ocean, then all comes blooms in new way. Okay? That is survival, aliveness.